It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today we have a very interesting topic. Lynn found this personality test, and I thought I'd seen all of them that were online.
Yep.
And you sent me this one a while ago, and I didn't take it because I've kind of like was on personality tests.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know. They don't really tell you anything that you haven't heard before. They all seemed the same. And then you said, let's talk about it on the show. So I took it yesterday. And then I took it again because I didn't think that I was what it described.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Really?
And I got the same thing. So.
So it's called.
How did you find it?
So, yeah, it's called 16 Personalities. And you find it by going to 16thenumber16personalities.com. I was up north last weekend for a girls' weekend, 2 weekends ago or whatever.
Okay.
And one of the girls up there said, hey, let's all do this test that, you know, I've heard about, you know. It literally tells you it takes 12 minutes, and it literally takes 12 minutes, if not less. And it asks, like, since you just took it, do you remember, like, some of the questions? And Remy just took it, too. And I don't know what either. Nobody knows what any of us have come back as.
Yeah.
Right now, so I can't wait to hear. But like, what?
It's going to be a big reveal.
Yes.
Some of the questions they asked were like, I remember a lot of stuff about how you interact at social gatherings and parties.
Yes.
So, you know, like trying to figure out if you're introverted or extroverted, how you deal with certain things at work, and how a lot about how you kind of view yourself in the world.
Yes. So. It's funny you said you took it twice, Stacy, because so when I was taking it, I'm like, you know, I wonder if this will even really reveal me because maybe I think I'm kind of in a bad mood right now because it asks, like, if you go to a party, are you like going to introduce yourself to everybody? Or I'm thinking, nah, I really don't do that, you know, and I like kind of answered like maybe a key lower than me 10 years ago. You know what I mean? But not wrong, just maybe a little bit less. And then after you take it, it says, you know, wait for your results. And then all of a sudden it pops up and things are called like. I mean, the personalities they give you are like the architect or the counselor or the executive. So it pops up and mine is, are you ready?
Yeah.
The entertainer. I was like, what? And I thought I was like being like downplaying how I am. And one of the first lines, it says, if anyone is to be found spontaneously breaking into song and dance, it is the entertainer. Now, not only did I just recently purchase the carpool karaoke, where you can hook up your this microphone to the car and sing it with your friends.
As you did in my car.
Stacy has already seen it live and in action. But I also have always been knowing, like, my party trick is to break into the splits. Like, after a few drinks, I'm like, look it, I'll do the splits. I'm kind of like Kyle on Real Housewives or whatever. But I was like way before her.
Oh, God,
I
yes.
was doing it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But and then they give you and it's a free test. If you want like a more premium profile, I guess you can pay.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't even know what you'd have to. What I mean, unless they're telling you the future. I mean, they pretty much tell you everything in this free profile of, you know, between strengths and weaknesses, romantic relationship, friendships, parenthood, career paths, etc. And you literally like. Remy just said this before we went to air, but there's a part in it that says, now, if you just read all this and you thought, wait, have they been watching me or what, you know, do they know me? Literally, I said the same thing. I was like, this is like what? This is crazy real. So I'm dying to hear what you guys came back as.
Okay, I'm shocked at this. And I said, I took it twice. I came back as a mediator.
Really?
Right? No. I mean, no. And this is the description of the mediator. Poetic, kind, and altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause.
Yes.
Well, what? I don't know.
That You're sounds always, like you. That's a, yes. That's a good trait.
You just told me about how with the homeschooling, someone was like, how will I ever even teach my kids English? And you volunteered to get like 4 or 6 kids together and you'd do like a writing little course for them.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. You're always like.
I gotta talk to her too.
See if yeah. If you're listening, give Stacy a call. She's gonna do it.
I don't know. I thought some of it was very accurate. Like, you can be too idealistic, which I don't, well, I don't know if I really am. The one thing I found was interesting, and I thought, oh, they just say this to everybody. Only 4% of the population is like this.
Oh. No.
No, and, mine was higher. Mine was like 12 or 15.
And it said, you may dream of growing up to become an author, which I thought was hilarious.
You've already written a book. So, yes.
But then they said, they may dream, but that may be basically because this type of person is very turbulent. That was how my identity was described. 85% turbulent, by the way. That's
really?
Me. Yeah. They said, so, like, basically it said writing a book may be beyond you. I'm still trying, darn it.
But you have done that.
You take the rougher translations and stale pitches of other people and inject them with a sense of beauty and poetry, which I have done, and I do enjoy doing that.
Yes,
so,
you do.
I don't know. Some of it I thought, but, well, like it said, gifted with learning other languages. No.
But the fact that you're even trying currently to do that is crazy, because I think you could look all through mine and it's not going to say anything about even attempting to learn a foreign language.
Here's the thing about foreign languages, too, is it's in different parts. Some people are really good at the pronunciation. Me. Like, I can do the pronunciation, but thinking in that other language is a skill that other people have. And it's a little more rare, but it's also super helpful. It's like, if you can learn how to, like, think in that language as opposed to your original language.
Oh, wow.
That makes it, it's really difficult to do. But some people have a knack for it, I guess.
I don't know. I think I'd need to learn more of the language before I could really. I think I could think in it if I knew more of it.
Oh,
now that you
so cool.
say that, mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, it's weird.
Maybe,
it's one of those things that most people don't think about learning another language.
I don't know. But, okay, yeah. Remy, what did you get?
So I just did it this morning. Lynn sent it over to me this morning. So I did not get to take fancy notes like you ladies did, but I will read you from what it says because I got it pulled up here. I am a campaigner, and this is 100% spot on. I mean, it nailed me to an absolute T. It might as well just have been like, you were probably born on this day and you're a Sagittarius.
Are they actually
right
going to change it to the Remy now?
Because, it really should be. Somebody with extroverted, intuitive feeling and prospecting personality traits, these people tend to embrace big ideas and actions that reflect their sense of hope and goodwill toward others. Their vibrant energy can flow in many directions, all over the place. Like, and like the parenting was spot on. It's just exactly how I parent my kid. I'm like, I share in their kind of like, I want you to be just like open and free and not a whole lot of structure and guidelines and just like be a kid while you can and, you know, give you some self-confidence and you'll go out and be a great adult kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship things were spot on.
See, isn't it
the
crazy?
The work things were spot on.
Where's like, I wrote down the parenting thing because, I feel bad for my kids because it did hit me on the parenting. Never stop encouraging your children to learn and grow. And like, that's the thing I always tell my kids, always be curious. Don't you want to take a class? Don't you want to, like, I do still to this day. And they're young adults at this point. Mm-hmm. And I'm still doing that to them. And I should show this to them and tell them, let them know it's not my fault.
Right. See, you're like, look at,
it's my personality.
I'm a mediator.
I'm a mediator. But that, I don't know, the word mediator, I don't feel like really describes me. Like, I don't feel like I'm a good go-between person.
It's weird how they chose the titles.
Yeah,
for
I
thought
so too.
Because at first I thought campaigner, like,
like trying to get everyone sold on your ideas.
But when it got into the work relationships part of it, I was like, oh my God, yeah, that makes so much sense. I'm that guy who's like, I never wanted to really be a manager because I'm very anti-authority as it is. If I am a manager of somebody, I'm almost like on the front lines with you, working side by side, praising everybody, listening to everybody's ideas and bringing them all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good for people who respond to that, but I'm not good with people who like need constant direction and like, this is how it
yeah.
is. Some people work better with that type of manager.
Yes.
That's not me.
No, that's not me. I found interesting, like the weaknesses.
Yes.
So like my girlfriend, one of the girlfriends up north who took it, came back as an architect. And so she called me like 3 or 4 days later and she's like, I don't know, I'm really still bothered by this personality test. It's like, well, what do you mean?
Right.
She's like, because she thought it nailed her too. She was dying. But she said there was a part in there, which I'm going to talk about my part, but I guess it was probably in the weaknesses. It says basically if someone's not on board with you or someone doesn't get you, that's what it says. Someone doesn't get you, you kind of just like go cold to that. Like you're just done. You're turned off by that and that person, and you can just kind of shut off your emotion to that. And she said, I guess what's bothering me is before I even took this test, I was kind of doing that to my sibling. Like we've been going back and forth. Her and I are disagreeing on something. And part of me just said, you know what? I'm just done with her. I'm just not even going to. And she goes, and here it is in writing. And it's like really making me question myself. And like, I am doing that. But when you see it in writing, which I know what she means, like that's hard to see. So one of mine that like really went like, is entertainers sometimes ignore and avoid conflict entirely. Oh gosh. I'm just like, keep walking. I don't want to do it.
I got to tell you what I really love about this, the 16 personalities thing is, not only did it give me this sense of like, oh, wow, they totally get me. It gave you some really useful kind of tips on your weaknesses, on like things that you can improve upon. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of like, hey, man, watch out for this, or hey, check out this. And you might want to be leery of this kind of stuff.
I read my weaknesses and I was like, yes, I know that's my weakness. And give me some help here. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like that was the one thing I felt was lacking. And that was another reason I didn't want to do it. I feel like these personality tests are like, okay, this is what you are, and they never really tell you.
Well, maybe that's what the premium thing is that you pay for.
I get it. Everybody's trying to make a buck out there. So.
My weaknesses are I can become spread too thin and run out of energy and become overwhelmed by all the bad in the world. Mm. Basically, I think too much.
Yeah.
Oh, also, neglect. I get so caught up in thoughts that I will neglect day-to-day upkeep and can easily go into hermit mode.
Mm.
And
one more thing on mine, on that same conflict, it said, and I swear I was just telling someone this today, it says, entertainers tend to say and do what's needed to get out of such situations, avoiding the conflict, and then move on to something more fun. Which, I mean, right or wrong, it's what I'm like, okay, let's just, okay, I'm wrong. Let's get out of here and move on.
Kind of what I meant by it is it doesn't exactly give you all the answers that you want, but making you aware of the issues is kind of like, okay, so if that's in my mind, I can work on that. I can fix that. Not necessarily a step by step, but you know, just being aware of it. So
this was another one, takes things personally, which I totally do. And okay, let me ask you this. It said that mediators are difficult to get to know. And I thought, I don't know. I feel like my friends would all say they know me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I often feel, even though I have good friends who do know me, I do frequently feel like nobody really gets me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like as much as people like the parts that they know, I don't feel like there's anybody who's got all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, because I just don't think I would want anybody to have that.
To have all of it?
Yeah. Now, wait, wasn't it last week we were talking about networking and how I said, don't like it?
Yes.
Doesn't like networking.
Oh, my gosh. And that, we can actually go back and like, you literally said that.
I did. I was like, I don't. And the whole a friend of my friend is my friend business.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like, you need to prove yourself to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay, that is true. Yeah, I
see. And this is funny because this could be an example of, you know, my marriage. So my husband always says, you know, he plans out things and he sees how his life's going and he expects that to happen. And right here in bold things for me is I'm a poor long-term planner. I am rarely bothered with taking time to lay out steps and consequences. And that, because in my mind, I think that things could change at any moment. Even if things are planned, I think they can change any moment. And I am kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just like, oh, all right, we're doing this, we're doing that. I kind of go with the flow. I don't have this whole, like we have. No, I think there's a difference between that and, like, I don't know that I'm the most spontaneous person. Like, I don't just call and go, hey, let's drive to Chicago right now. But if we were going to Nashville and you said, hey, why don't we go to Chicago? I'd be like, all right, I'm already packed. Let's just go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about, like, you know, as long as we're together, having fun, doing, like, I don't really get caught up in, like, and I do, and it's true, I do not like planning, like, all the steps of things out. I had just said to someone, they asked me about vacations today, And I said that in my marriage, like, we usually all have an opinion where we're going, but I don't like to do the book the airlines, book the hotel, think of anything we're doing on vacation. Like, I don't like any of that stuff, but I want to go.
That's funny. I don't either.
See?
I don't even want to call and order the pizza. But
yeah.
Like, I want pizza. Like, always.
Right. Right.
Although when I have planned things, I have enjoyed it. Like, I have done some planning mm-hmm. and enjoyed it.
But, yes.
But yeah, for I've told you this in for my marriage the whole time. Whenever we were going on vacation, my friends would say, "Where are you going?" And I'd say, "Chicago. Where are you staying?" No idea.
Yep.
Because I knew when I got there, there would be a nice hotel and things would be planned and there would be restaurant reservations, and I never had to think about it.
So I, have
so
a
I didn't.
I have a question for both of you about that, because it sounds like you both got very lucky in your marriages and that you found somebody that would sync up with you in that, to where your husband likes to take the lead when it comes to planning stuff out like that, Stacey.
Oh, and he's really good at it.
Exactly. So it's like, wow, you hit the jackpot with that. Do you think that just kind of happened by accident, or because of your personality trait and his, that's part of what brought you guys together?
Oh, wow, that's like so cool to think about it when you think about, because look at, it is true. Like,
it is.
I would never probably have gone anywhere because I don't really, like right now I have, you know, a couple of friends who are trying to plan a trip with me, and me even just booking my ticket, you'd think I was, you know, actually having to learn how to fly the plane. I mean, it's like, I've got the app and everything. What's my problem? I'm like, Remy, just can someone order the ticket for me?
See, I don't think I'm quite at that level,
yeah.
But because I do like going places enough that I will overcome
mm-hmm.
my inertia.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't, it's not the part I enjoy. It's like, you know, it's like brushing your teeth. Like, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
Let's just do this so we can go and enjoy the trip.
Right. Right. Well, one thing that kind of was funny to me, it says, obviously entertainers, you know, a lot of them are actors, right? But whether you're an actor or not, that the entertainer loves putting on a show for friends. And I've always told the story, you know, when we were younger, when we were kids, we didn't have all these video games and going to escape rooms and all this stuff. You had to invent your own fun, right? Well, my thing was, I always put like shows on in the garage. Or when it was winter, I cleaned out my whole closet and the stage was the inside of my closet. And I would make tickets. And like, you had to have a ticket because it was such a hard show to get into.
Very exclusive.
Very. And like, one I always remember is, remember that song? Johnny Angel.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I did this, which I could probably redo it right now. And in fourth grade, my girlfriend Karen and I did a whole song and dance to Captain Tennille's Love Will Keep Us Together. And I could probably still do all the movements from that as well. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention Amy and I doing shows in high school to like songs by like the Jets and stuff, like Crush on You or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have all these, you know, like, I was always doing these shows. Now, keep in mind, I am not a singer, nor am I a dancer. But in my mind, you know, it was so exclusive that people even had to have tickets and there was seating in my closet, in front of the closet.
I want my daughter to take this test because you just made me flash back to this memory of my daughter putting on a show in the basement. So I came downstairs. There was a row of chairs set up. Her little plastic toy cash register was there. There was tickets made, including the little half circles cut out at the end, so they looked like real tickets.
Yes.
And in the front row, there was one seat that said reserved. There were stuffed animals sitting on the other chairs. Apparently, the reserved chair was for me. And there was a star cut out and placed on the laundry room
door. I love it.
Door. Except this is my daughter. She sat down. Took my seat. She sat down and turned on the music, and my son came dancing out of the...
Love. Oh, my God.
She's a producer.
So, yes, I love to see her. You know, I had my son take it.
Did you?
And he is a campaigner,
yeah.
Like Remy.
Oh, I should have my son take it.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
Oh, I'm accepting my...
I want to go back in time 25 years and take this.
Yes.
And redo a whole bunch of stuff about
yeah.
my life.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, it's... Oh, go ahead.
It's honestly, that's what's so brilliant about it is, like, you know, if you're young, take one of these personality
yes.
tests. It can tell you so much about yourself and save you a lot of headaches and
yep.
a lot of heartaches on down the road.
Well, Stacey, I agree with that because, like you just said, you know, about emotions are sensitive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when this said, even though I'm kind of like my friend, once I saw it in writing, it's like I don't take criticism very well. Like I kind of back into a corner when someone's giving me which, yes, had I known that when I was 21, I probably would have worked on better ways to, when criticism's coming my way, what can I do to not automatically get, like, you know, whether it be defensive or go into a corner, shut down, whatever it is. Like, things like that would be great to learn. Also, talking about, like, do you think, you know, Stacy met her husband based on the differences, or I met mine. This is really funny because in this, and I this is one thing that I just saw now, but I have always, my whole life, been an open book, okay? And it says right here that we don't internalize much of anything, sharing it all with our extensive circles of friends with wit and style and enthusiasm and optimism is what I like to do. Well, when I've always been this way, right? But after I get married, you know, a few years afterwards, my husband was always like, why do you have to tell everyone everything? I'm like, okay, now see, that is not, I was always this way.
Yeah.
I've always been an open book. I make jokes about myself, bad, good, and, you know, whatever. I tell my friends what's going on. I mean, there's no shock. This is who I was. So also, it might be good when you're dating someone, you know, before anything is, you know, in the future, switch these with each other so you can see what you're getting into, you know. So Kenny, my son, 21, campaigner. When he has someone he's dating, have them take the test.
Yes. Same. You know what? And it's, you brought up the work thing. That is so interesting because my work part said that I'm a good colleague. I don't like being the boss and I don't like being bossed around, but I'm a great, it said this type of person is like a great colleague and works well with people. And then I think back to, like, probably my favorite job was, and it was because I felt like a colleague, was when I worked with Bobby Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
And I think back on that.
Oh, you felt like more like a team, like we're in this together.
Yes. Yes. Those were my favorite. Whenever I felt like we were a team, those were my favorite jobs.
It wasn't his show or your show. It was our show.
Our show. Yeah. And that is where I always, like, that's where I always love to be and thrive, I think.
Well, here's also something funny. And you and I can remind you of something that just happened to us about 2 months ago. And you'll even know how real this is. So there's one sentence on here, which is so funny. It's about parenthood. And of course, you know, your kids are always going to see things different. But this is definitely true. It says, discipline is far from my strongest suit. I am the worst person to discipline. I don't want to. I mean, that sucks. I remember, like, grounded. Now, that's going to be the one party that was going to change my life. You know, okay, well, all right, go to that one then. But next time, seriously, I'm going to be really upset and probably do something. Well, Stacy and I, when we went up to see our friend Reese, who had just taken the bar, we all went out for drinks. And there was a woman there who's really like, this is how you raise your kids. And it got somehow turned into this. And she said, oh, and if my daughter doesn't do this, I say, give me the phone, taking the phone away. I go, oh, I can't do that. And she said, why not? I said, because Grace won't give it to me. You should have. She was like, what? Who's paying the bill? I go, yeah, but it won't work that way for me. She's like, yes, it will. I'm like, it doesn't. I promise you, it won't work that way. And here it is, far from my strongest suit. Not the best at that.
I'm not the best either, mostly because I don't have any, I can't keep up the day to day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get too caught up in my own head. Like, I can't keep up with, wait, what were the consequences?
I love that. Oh, the day to day.
No.
Well, like when they put those parents that used to have the board, mm-hmm, where if you cleaned your dishes away, you got a star. And if you did this, you got, you know, a check mark. Or if you did something bad, you got an X. Four X's mean you get. I got to the point where I get the poster board, the stars. But then I was like, did he put his plate away? I don't know. Like, I'm already failing. So, yes, I couldn't even hold them accountable, let alone discipline.
No, it says it right here. I found it. Neglect day-to-day upkeep. And I remember when my kids were little, like, I would get so caught up in a book. And I'd be like, oh, wait, I have small children.
Oh, no.
Hope they're alive.
Where's the
day-to-day? I didn't hear anybody screaming, so it must be okay. The house isn't on fire.
Yeah.
I got, for weaknesses, I got a poor practical skills, find it difficult to focus. Like, you need to keep stuff new and fresh and exciting for me. Otherwise, I'm just like off in la la land.
Yep.
I'm like, yep, nailed it to a T.
No, wait, what was your personality again?
So I am the campaigner.
Campaigner.
So okay. I'm like, I'm very popular and friendly, excellent communicator. I know how to relax. I know how to make people feel at ease and energetic and enthusiastic. But yeah, again, when it comes to just like practical skills, like, oh, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. Like,
I will say you do make people feel very much at ease.
Well, thank you.
I mean, that
See, I guess I assumed,
truly.
This is why I took it twice. I assumed I was more of an extrovert than I am.
Oh.
Yeah. And I assumed I was more, I don't know, like, yeah, all this stuff is describing me as like so introverted. And yeah. I do get caught up in my own head, but I'm like, I guess I didn't know it was most of me.
Yeah.
I thought I hit it better.
See, that's the thing. That's what I think.
You can't lie on a personality test, Daisy. You cannot lie to a personality test.
And I think that's what my friend's saying, too. Like, once you see it in writing, you kind of do. Or like Remy said, you know, taking it when you're younger, you understand yourself. Like, see it in print, you're like, wow, that kind of, actually, that is me. I can't get around it.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm considering, I'm going to read some of the message boards on this just because people were talking about stuff before. Because I'm like, I do want to know if there are ways to, you know, take your weaknesses and work around them. I want that. I want the tips and tricks. I want the workarounds. I want all that stuff. But I'm going to read the boards first and see if people say that. If you've taken the test, let us know. Again, it's called 16 Personalities, 1-6 Personalities. And we'd love to know what you think. We'd love to know what your personality is and if it really describes you. You can find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. And thanks for joining us.